You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
You are now entering the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, a show that uncovers what's fact, what's fake, and what's fun in the crazy world of pseudo-archaeology. Hello and welcome to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, episode, I believe, 176. I am your host, Dr. Andrew Kinkella, and tonight, a revisit of the Silurian hypothesis and a deep dive. Are there lizard people or are there not? So hello and welcome back, everybody. We are jamming towards Thanksgiving, and by the time you hear this, we're going to be jamming towards Christmas, which is insane. Man, the year has gone by quite quickly. So for today, funnily enough, I'm always planning on a certain topic or a certain thing, and I like make my notes and I'm super studious about like what I'm going to do for the podcast, because although I like to deal with pseudo-archaeology in a lighthearted manner, I do like there to be what I call steel in the walls, meaning I like that I have some sort of research that I've done. And even though we have a laugh in this place over all the dumbass stories, that we kind of learn something at the same time. And I say we because it's me too, right? Because I'll look stuff up, you know, online, or I'll remember something, or what can even be super fun is I'll have covered something and I'll learn something a little more about it or something like this. So it does keep me energized, the aspect of learning stuff for this podcast. And so today, at the last minute, this was literally like half an hour ago, I have this Instagram account, right? And I think it's just my name. It's like Andrew Kinkella. And on the Instagram account, I've started to post little short, like 90 second long vignettes about archaeology. And I'll go like, this week in archaeology, and I'll just talk about something, right? And I've been doing those kind of on and off. But now I'm like, I'm gonna do this thing. Right. I'm going to make these little 90 second vignettes on whatever kind of strikes my fancy in archaeology. And I record them while I'm driving on the freeway. So it's these little Instagram videos of me to the camera, which is my phone, which is set up in my car right while I'm driving. And we all learn a little piece of archaeology knowledge. And one that I did was, What's the dumbest pseudo-archaeology story I've ever heard, right? And actually, I didn't have to think long, and I actually had two. Both things that we've covered here on the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast. One was ancient aliens, right? Sorry, not ancient aliens, ancient astronauts, right? Ancient, you know, I get my aliens, my astronauts mixed up. It was ancient astronauts, and specifically within ancient astronauts, the idea that the tomb lid of Pakal, ancient Maya king Pakal, this is a real classic Maya period king from about 600 AD. The idea that the carving on the top of his sarcophagus lid was an astronaut ready to take off. And this, I think, first showed up in Eric von Däniken's Chariots of the Gods, right? And I just find that to be so nonsensically freaking stupid, right? It's just bottom of the barrel idiot, like nothing to do with reality. There's that one. And the other one is our old school favorite, the lizard people. The idea that lizard people live under the earth and have their own super civilization, right? And I call that the Silurian hypothesis, because if you look online, there's this whole thing about the Silurian hypothesis and lizard people. So I posted my little video, a little 90 seconds long. I talk about the stupidest pseudo-archaeology stuff I've ever seen. I talk about the ancient astronauts and the ancient Maya. And then I talk about the lizard people, right? And the Silurian hypothesis. and I finish it. I get all kinds of likes, which, you know, helps me with my low self-esteem. I go, ooh, look at the little hearts as they fly by when I look at my Instagram reel. People liking my little videos. But then I get a comment, friends. I get a comment from the Flint Dibble. Oh, you know who he is. Flint Dibble of Joe Rogan fame. Yeah. Do I need to say more? Flint Dibble, who went up against Graham Hancock. How dare Flint Dibble? And made Graham Hancock look like a number A1 fool, right? As they were talking about Graham's show, Ancient Apocalypse, and, you know, how full of idiocy it is. So Flint and I are friends, and we've worked on stuff in the past, but Flint writes on my Instagram post for everyone to see. Here, I'm going to look at it right now on my Instagram. I'm opening my phone, my friends, and on here we are. He wrote, quote, "The Silurian hypothesis doesn't involve lizard people." And so I saw that, you know, so he's saying that I was wrong to call the lizard people idea the Silurian hypothesis, right? He's like, no, the Silurian hypothesis doesn't involve lizard people. And so, of course, I immediately freaked out. I was like, oh my God, have I been calling this wrong the whole time? One of my all-time favorite stupid pseudo-archaeology stories. In fact, possibly the single dumbest pseudo-archaeology story of all time. The idea that there are lizard people under the earth. Have I been getting this wrong? Am I a fool in front of all social media? So I freaked out, right? I'm like, wait, I know I'm getting this right. And so you guys, I went back in and I looked again at all my notes and stuff on the Silurian hypothesis and the lizard people. And check this out. What happened is, well, we're both right and both wrong. And when in doubt, I'm more right than Flint. Yeah, deal with it, Flint. And this has to do specifically with how you look at the story of lizard people. And you guys, I can't believe I'm dissecting this. I can't believe I'm splitting hairs on something like this, right? We're sitting here, we're splitting hairs on lizard people, like the true story of the lizard people. But it has to do with, it gets quite deep. How you deal with the story of lizard people, how it originally came up, how the Silurian hypothesis came up, how the general public interacts with both lizard people and the Silurian hypothesis, and where we are today with that. And this whole story, what makes pseudo-archaeology so fascinating sometimes is how it evolves over time, right? How the general public sees it and what they remember from it and what they take from it. And the whole setup here and the twists and turns and the evolution of lizard people and the Silurian hypothesis is exactly what we're going to continue with when we come back. Well, all right. Hello and welcome back to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast, episode 176. And we are discussing lizard people, the Silurian hypothesis. Do they go together or not? All right. I'm going to section this out. We're going to talk about the Silurian hypothesis specifically first. The Silurian hypothesis, if you Google this, it's very specific. The Silurian hypothesis it comes from an article that came out in 2018. Okay. So that's important when it came out and what it's about. The exact title of the article is "The Silurian Hypothesis: Would It Be Possible to Detect an Industrial Civilization in the Geological Record?" And it's by two guys named Gavin Schmidt and Adam Frank, right? Now, this is a thought experiment, okay? And I think it came out in like the International Journal of Astrobiology, I believe. It's something like that. Pretty close. But it's this thought experiment where they're like, what if, right? So the idea is what if there is an industrial civilization in the geological record like 50 million years ago or 200 million years ago, right? We're on the order of millions of years. How could we possibly see the remains of this industrial civilization? And that's, it's fun, right? It's fun to talk about. It's fun to think about because it's true. If you look at geological time and you're looking on the order of millions upon millions of years, everything's going to be gone. You're not going to be able to see foundations of things anymore, this or not, or artifacts necessarily. It's going to be much more difficult, right? So they came up with a list of sort of a bullet point outline of what to look for. And the list is pretty smart, right? It's going to be stuff like chemical signatures within the earth as you go down geologically, right? Digging millions of years, taking a chemical test of the chemical composition of stuff there to see if things like metals or stuff left there from the burning of fossil fuels might have left some sort of signature, right? They also talk about plastics, I think, at one point. They're like, if an advanced civilization may have made plastics just like us, and you might be able to indeed see these millions of years later, right? And the sedimentation itself, how the sedimentary layers lay down, was there some sort of like biological reason why it's changed? These kinds of things. Any kind of climate change like we would do today. Basically, what they're doing is they're looking at what we have done today as an advanced civilization and projecting it back like, you know, like 50 million years or 100 million years. This ideology you'd also use if you were looking at like another planet, you know, and you're like, did they ever have an ancient civilization there? So nothing wrong with this, except we have to be honest and be like, there is no evidence for this. There's no evidence for this. Just kind of a fun thought experiment. Now, that's how the paper is. Notice they do not mention lizard people. So at first, Flint is right, right? So the paper itself doesn't say, P.S., there's lizard people, right? It's vague. It's open-minded in terms of what were these creatures like. They're obviously not humans because they're 100 million years ago or they're on a different planet. But they are just other beings, other advanced biological beings that may have made a like an industrial civilization. That's it, right? But, and here's where I go against Flint Dibble. Oh, yes. And again, how dare he write on my Instagram post? So the problem is, or the fun is, that they titled the paper the Silurian Hypothesis, right? When you title it that, you are bringing in lizard people. Why? Because the name Silurian is from Doctor Who. Now, I know I went over this once before. I did a podcast on Silurian versus Salutrian, right? And I did talk about this previously, but I thought I'd just go a bit further on some of this stuff. So realize that In the article on, I believe, the first page, they have a footnote, and I'm going to read you the footnote from the Silurian Hypothesis paper. Their footnote is, we named the hypothesis after a 1970 episode of the British science fiction TV series Doctor Who, where a long buried race of intelligent reptiles, quote, Silurians, are awakened by an experimental nuclear reactor. We are not, however, suggesting that intelligent reptiles actually existed in the Silurian age, nor that experimental nuclear physics is liable to waken them from hibernation. Other authors have dealt with this possibility in various incarnations, but it is a rarer theme than we initially assumed. So there you go, right? So they titled this just in fun as a Doctor Who reference. And just so you guys know, the Silurian reptile creatures in Doctor Who were a trope or a character or group of aliens that has been used for years. Yes, it was in a 1970 episode of Doctor Who, but it has been used for years and years later. Again, Doctor Who has run for like 65 years or something like this at this point. And the Silurians, these lizard people, like kind of come and go. They've used them a ton of times. They've used them in a ton of different ways with a ton of different lizard looking bodysuits. And of course, there's nerds out there who, like, you can find it online. You look up Silurians and they've sort of quote unquote made sense of the various cheap lizard costumes that an inexpensive show was using throughout the 70s and 80s. You know, they're like, oh, well, then the lizard people evolved and it has its own backstory that the super fans make, right? And I would say most recently, with the reboot of Doctor Who in the early aughts in the 2010s, the Silurians have, there's a female Silurian character who shows up quite a lot and is a fairly main character here. So the Silurians, the term Silurians equals lizard people for the general public and for the audience. So if you call your paper the Silurian hypothesis, you are putting the idea in the audience member's mind that it's an ancient race of lizard people. And there's yet more. Google Silurian hypothesis, then click images. What do you see? A ton of lizard people, right? So while this paper has been written in 2018, we're in late 2025 now. It's been 7 years. And what happens with these even fun ideas or silly ideas or pseudo-archaeology ideas, they evolve over time. So yes, the original authors weren't specifically saying lizard people, but we as the general public have made it lizard people. We have looked up Silurians when it says Silurian hypothesis because the authors themselves didn't talk about this race of ancient beings with any clarity. It wasn't what they were going for. We as the general public have filled it in. So all the images are of lizard-like creatures. There are all kinds of different takes on this, right? How the lizard people actually look, but that's what you're getting. Right. The Silurian hypothesis equals lizard people in a super civilization. And the idea is that the lizard people live underground because we've taken the Doctor Who like mythos, right? The Doctor Who ideology and added it here because in Doctor Who, the lizard people live underground. And there's various reasons for that. It's like they originally destroyed their civilization or their civilization was covered geologically. They need to be near the heat of the Earth's core. I forget the reasonings, but in order to tell stories in Doctor Who, you need the lizard people to be underground so they can kind of pop up wherever and then kind of hide amongst us, right? Sometimes the lizard people are more overt in science fiction in the Doctor Who world, where they just, meaning they look like lizards all the time, where they just live under the ground and they pop up and you're like, ah, lizards. And then other times they come up, but they are in a disguise looking like more human. So that has to do with science fiction storytelling, right? It's so great. So now we have a scientific paper, which was done largely for fun. Then we have a Doctor Who science fiction show, and then both of them meld together, which gets us where we are today, except there's one more part, which we're going to talk about on the flip side. Oh, hello, and welcome back to the Pseudo Archaeology Podcast, episode 176. I'm your host, Andrew Kinkella, and we are doing a bit more of a deep dive. We're revisiting the Silurians, right? The Silurian hypothesis, the idea that there are lizard people underground and they've been there for millions of years. And I've been talking about how I did a short post on Instagram and Flint Dibble reacted to it and said there was no such thing. And I'm doing this whole thing to assuage his low feelings of me. Otherwise known as I thought I'd look at it a little bit more and it's actually been kind of fun. Now, I talked about how there's the original article on the Silurian hypothesis from 2018. I talked about how Silurians relate to the Doctor Who lizard people who we've known about in pop culture since the 1970s up until today, keeps being reused. Now there's one more piece to this pie. And this piece, you guys, this piece is darker. This piece is the reptilian conspiracy theory, right? And this is the idea that there are reptile people who kind of walk among us, and their ultimate job is to get into government agencies and take over all of humanity, right? That's the idea with the reptilian conspiracy theory. And this thing, so this ideology comes from the sort of darker side of pseudo-archaeology, right? Where this stuff is, the idea of lizard people has been around for like 100 years or more. It's so easy, right? It's, you take the type of animal that is different than mammals, that would be lizards, right? I'm sure insect people would be kind of along this line too, where you get something that seems so much like the other. And that works really great in like horror movies, conspiracy theories, this kind of stuff, right? Because it's dark and it's scary. So there are various examples of kind of the use of the lizard person trope through time, right? There's a couple, man, Helena Blavatsky in the 1880s, she even had like, oh, there once was a mighty civilization ruled by dragon men, right? The crazy stuff that we've talked about Helena Blavatsky before. Some of these general lizard people ideas, they relate very closely to like the H.P. Lovecraft stuff, that overall occult kind of stuff. It goes through that. It runs through that sort of pseudo archaeology line. I mean, parts of it, you know, even if you go real deep, wrap in towards Atlantis and all this crap, it will also connect with like with the whole alien thing. That's what you got here, right? This idea that no, there are positions in government, there are people in government who actually really are lizard people, but they are wearing like masks, right? That you can't see. They have great makeup on and stuff, and you just can't tell that they really are lizard people. But I think you're supposed to stare closely at their eyes or something to figure it out. If you have to pick a person who is the proponent of this darker reptilian conspiracy theory wing of this, it's this guy named David Icke. And I don't know if I'm saying his last name right. It's I-C-K-E. And he's the guy who's really pushed this for like the last 25 plus years, right? That in politics, there are actual lizard people. And of course, this has actually been done on both sides. I thought I'd heard that Hillary Clinton was a lizard person. I'd heard that the Obamas were lizard people. I've also heard that Dick Cheney, though, on the other side, that he was a lizard person too. So I do find it funny that it goes across the political divide, although it seems to me that when we accuse people on the right of being lizard people, it tends to be more funny. Isn't that interesting? It tends to be like, I think Louis C.K. did some of this. It tends to be more lighthearted, like more joking, more chiding. Oh, are you really a lizard person? Do you like the taste of human flesh? That kind of thing. Whereas when people on the left are accused of being lizard people, it's like more serious, right? Like they take it more seriously. Like, no, look at his eyes. He's a lizard person. This also applies to, oh, I think they've done it with like FBI agents and stuff that are guarding, you know, the president or whatever. So this is that dark sort of twist down the rabbit hole online, you know, where you have people who maybe seriously believe this stuff. Yeah, that's the part where it's scary, man. This goes into like QAnon world. You know what I'm saying? Where they're really like, no, we can't elect that person because they are a lizard person. See, it's like dark. Now, with all of that info, right, the 2018 article, the Doctor Who reference, and the serious, more scary, dark reptilian conspiracy thing, we in the general public are going to wrap all this together, right? So I think that your average person, when they hear the term Silurian hypothesis and we start talking about it, they go, oh, yeah, lizard people who live under the earth, who come up every so often disguised as political representatives. See? Right? And I find, man, I find this evolution of pseudo-archaeology stories so fascinating. I've seen this in other times, too, because, again, I've kind of reported on so much of this. It reminds me of the Chupacabra. If you guys remember the Chupacabra, originally came to us from, Puerto Rico? I think it's Puerto Rico in like the mid-90s. And it was basically this idea of like this creature of the night who like sucks goats' bloods, right? And kills the goats. But it was obviously a rip off of the main character in the horror movie Species. So this woman who had seen the movie Species a handful of months later said she thinks she saw this lizard-like creature killing all her goats, right? I believe. And it's evolved from there. So now when you talk about a chupacabra, and you guys, I thought the chupacabra was like a 200-year-old story. But I think what's going to happen is over time. So now, first, the chupacabra isn't even necessarily a lizard-like creature. The chupacabra, a lot of times, people see it much more as a coyote kind of thing. So isn't that interesting how the chupacabra creature itself has changed? If I asked you to draw a chupacabra, if I asked you in 1999 to draw a chupacabra, you'd draw a lizard person. If I asked you to draw a chupacabra in 2025, you're probably going to draw some sort of coyote werewolf thing. It changes over time. And since it has such a feeling that of ancientness, I guarantee you in time, it'll get sewn together with old Native American mythology, Mesoamerican mythology, right? That's where it's going to go. So goes the chupacabra, so does lizard people. Makes sense? Isn't it fascinating? So in the end, Flint is correct, but I would call Flint a very orthodox Silurian hypothesis believer, right? Meaning that he is going off Silurian hypothesis 2018. I, being a more dynamic with the common man belief of the Silurian hypothesis, I go with today, which is a mishmash of ideas based on the paper from 2018, Doctor Who and the lizard people there, and then the lizard person conspiracy that we have in our current sort of pop culture. So I stand by my calling of the Silurian hypothesis as a hypothesis that deals with ancient lizard people under the earth. And with that, I'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks for listening to the Pseudo-Archaeology Podcast. Please like and subscribe wherever you like and subscribe. And if you have questions for me, Dr. Andrew Kinkella, feel free to reach out using the links below or go to my YouTube channel, Kinkella Teaches Archaeology. See you guys next time.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Our executive producer is Ashley Airy. Our social media coordinator is Matilda Siebrecht. And our chief editor is Rachel Roden. The Archaeology Podcast Network was co-founded by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle in 2014 and is part of Cultural Media and DigTech LLC.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.